Waymo's decision to end its exclusivity arrangement with Uber in Austin and Atlanta, launching its own independent app in both cities by January 2028, is one of those business decisions that looks like a product launch, but is actually a strategic declaration. Waymo has been using Uber's network as a distribution channel, which made sense when the priority was getting robo-taxi miles on the road in concentrated geographies. Now Waymo is saying it's confident enough in its own operations, its own brand recognition, and its own unit economics to go direct to consumer. That's a maturation signal.
The implication for Uber is worth examining. Uber's autonomous vehicle strategy has been to partner with the companies actually developing the technology, Waymo in some cities, others elsewhere, rather than build proprietary AV capability after selling its own self-driving division years ago. If Waymo pulls out of Austin and Atlanta, Uber loses the differentiation of offering robo-taxis in those markets without a replacement partner. It also suggests Waymo looked at the economics of the revenue share and decided the margin it was surrendering to Uber was worth less than the customer relationship data and direct loyalty it would build by owning the app.
The Tesla Cybercab story is a different kind of autonomous vehicle challenge. Reports indicate the Cybercab needs to accumulate its own full self-driving miles before Tesla can meaningfully ramp production, meaning the vehicle has to train on real-world data specific to its own hardware configuration before the safety threshold is met for broader deployment. That's not a scandal, it's how responsible development works. But it does push the Cybercab timeline further out, and Tesla has already been managing investor expectations around autonomous vehicle revenue for several years.
Musk also pledged this week to open source the Model S and Model X designs and to release X's entire codebase in August as part of what he's calling a broader transparency push. Open sourcing automobile designs is genuinely novel. The practical use case for most people is limited, but for manufacturers in markets where intellectual property licensing is contested, and for regulators trying to understand what's actually in these vehicles, having the design specs publicly available changes the information landscape. Whether Musk follows through by August on the X codebase is a separate question.
The AWS outage hitting Reddit and Apple Pay this week, the third major incident since May, raises a question I keep returning to. Why does so much of the internet still route through a small number of cloud infrastructure providers in ways that create these correlated failure points? This isn't a criticism of Amazon specifically. It's a structural observation about how cloud concentration creates systemic risk. Three outages in 11 weeks is a pattern, not a series of unrelated events.
The Meta Smart Glasses story is instructive about the backlash dynamics around accessibility features specifically. Meta tried to put a 3-hour monthly cap on the conversation focus feature, which helps people with visual impairments or cognitive disabilities use the glasses more effectively behind a paywall. The backlash was immediate and intense, and Meta paused the plan within days. What this shows is that companies are still navigating where the line is between monetizing premium features and restricting access to features that have become accessibility tools. Once something is coded as an accessibility accommodation, removing or gating it carries a different moral weight than gating a luxury feature.
The New York school district halting its humanoid robot teacher after a state warning is a story that will be remembered differently depending on how the next few years go. Either it will look like excessive regulatory caution slowing beneficial innovation, or it will look like a responsible pause before a technology with poorly understood effects on child development was deployed at scale in classrooms. The state's concern, from what's been reported, centers on issues of data collection and the psychological effects of children forming relationships with humanoid robots. Those are legitimate questions that deserved answers before deployment, not after.
And the Virginia groundwater study is a story that I think belongs in the tech segment, even though it looks like an environmental report, because it directly constrains the data center expansion, driving much of the AI infrastructure build-out. Eastern Virginia has the highest concentration of data centers in the world. It's the spine of the global internet in a lot of ways. The study found the aquifer is declining and cannot sustain the hundreds of additional data centers already planned. Data centers use enormous amounts of water for cooling. If the groundwater study prompts stricter regulation, it changes the economics of data center placement and may accelerate the shift to alternative cooling technologies or different geographic locations.